doing the Rosh Hashanah, we're on page Tafchaf, and the Ran had been discussing what was wrong with Am Yisrael's request for a king. And the Ran had said that Am Yisrael had asked for a king to take over the justice system, and that was wrong. The king's job is not to be the judge. The king's job is to fill in the gaps where the judges don't deal. And being that Shmuel's children were not judging inappropriately, they weren't distorting justice, so then their judging would cause the way the Torah had planned it, that the Jewish people would be blessed with the Shekhinah, with Hashem's presence in their midst, as the Ran had been explaining all along, that the purpose of the way of the Torah in monetary matters is just like other mitzvot, that it creates a spiritual, a holy people. Am Yisrael was very focused at that time for having a correct social structure. If they would have just asked plainly, what they would have said is, Sima lanu melech, Shmuel, we want a king. Or if they would have said, we need a king so that we go to war, our military is more intact, is more in order. They wouldn't have done nothing wrong by asking for a king. Then they would have actually been in fulfillment of the mitzvah to establish a king. But their transgression was be'omram, being that they asked, Sima lanu melech l'shofteinu kechol ha'goyim. They said, we want a king who will also be the judge. Sheratzu shiyu mishpateim nimshachim mitzad ha'malchut. They said, let our justice system be governed by the monarchy. Lo mitzad shoftei ha'torah. They said, we don't want the justice system that the Torah gave us. That was wrong. You're supposed to have judges. You're also supposed to have a monarchy. And they wanted to fuse the two together. And if you read further, you can see proof of this. It says, Shmuel saw it in a bad way, that they asked for a king who would judge them. Why does the pasuk add who would judge them? It doesn't say simply Shmuel saw it in a bad light that they asked for a king. If that would have been their request, there would have been nothing bad in his eyes. What bothered him, when they added, we want the king to be in charge of the justice system, that bothered him. That was Shmuel's complaint, and that's what Hashem answers him. That's what Hashem answers him. Hashem says they haven't been disgracing you, but rather me. Hashem says, they believe that their social system will work much better if the justice system is also governed by the king. Meaning, they are more interested in the social structure than their connection to God. Hashem says, if you have a justice system separate from the monarchy, then you will have a better connection with God. And so that's the system they should have opted for. They said, no, we think that connection with Hashem is less important. It's more important to have a social system that will run properly. So they were more interested in their social benefit than in the connection with Hashem. Hashem says, you want to connect with me? You need judges who will guide you, separate from the king. The people said, leave that alone. The social system will work better with a king. And Shmuel rebukes them. They don't take a step back. When Shmuel rebukes them, they made it a little bit better. They didn't take it back, but they worded it better. So then they gave this excuse. They said, no, we really want a king, not primarily for the justice system, but to guide the wars. That's why the people said, they added, they said, we want a king who will judge us and also lead us to war. They tried to give that excuse for why they wanted the king to have complete jurisdiction. That's why Shmuel continues to rebuke them and say, the pasuk describes how Shmuel said, look at how Hashem's upset at you. It's your time of harvest. You're supposed to have all your crops now. And if it rains, it will destroy everything. Look at how Hashem's upset at you. There will now be lightning and thunder, and you will start seeing rain. Perusho deuk ishegagtem asher bechartem b'mashirem b'nechem etikun sidun y'nechem ativi. Look that you've made a mistake where you think you're going to make a better choice as to what's better for you socially. Sheinoken, you're making a mistake. אבל הדבק בעניין האלוקים משנה העניין הטבעי ברצונו, כי הנה היום קציר חיטים, he says, if you'd connect to Hashem, nature would work better for you. You believe you're going to master nature, you're going to do a social change that will be better for you. Don't you realize that if you go the way of the Torah, you connect to Hashem, and then even the natural order of things play in your favor, you see Hashem could change nature. Look, it's not supposed to rain today. You've gone off track, you're going to see it's going to rain. According to nature, it's not supposed to rain today. It doesn't fit your natural plan. He says, but you see, I'm connected to God. I'm going to ask Him, and it will rain. So his point is, you're trying to usurp the way of the Torah. You're trying to say the social science wins. And that's not true, says the Ran. That Shmuel was telling them, if you would go the way of the Torah and leave the judges alone, let their system guide you. That's the way of the Torah. Leave the king with his responsibilities for war and filling in the gaps, but not overtaking the whole justice system. Ah, you think you understand the science better, even the social science better? I'll show you don't understand science better. I'll show you that science bends its will to God's will. And you should have bent your will to God's will. Your assumption that you understand science better and social science better, and this is a better system for the people, that's a mistake. That's what he was trying to show them by making it rain off season. And that is where we'll pick up in Sanchim next week.